Today's contestants are a project engineer from Palm Springs, California, Bert Thacker. A copy editor from Anaheim, California, Christina Tangbernas. And a returning champion and academic coach from Bakersfield, California, Devin Rossiter, whose two-day cash winnings total $52,204. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us. Two big wins in a row for our current champion, Devin. And you've got to love the way he writes his name on the screen in front of his lectern also. Christina and Bert, welcome. Good luck. Here we go. Categories today in the first round are Take a Hike. Next, Children's Literature. Three Named Marys. Law. Anatomical Idioms. And finally, The Sandwich Generation. Champ, start.
Jeopardy is for the children. Let's go children's literature for 200.
In a book by Beverly Cleary, Socks is this pet, suddenly having to share the house with a new baby. Bert.
What is a cat?
Yes.
Three Named Marys for 600.
On 24, Marilyn Ricegoob was the very efficient Chloe O'Brien, helping this Kiefer Sutherland character. Devlin.
Who's Jack Bauer?
Right.
Children's Literature 400.
A tiny one of these dinosaurs has a big problem, an impossible hug because of his short arms. Devin.
What is a Tyrannosaurus?
Yes.
Children's Literature for 600.
This bedtime classic is set in the Great Green Room. Devin.
What is Goodnight Moon?
You got it.
Children's Literature for 800.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop. Out of the egg came this title larva. Christina.
What is the very hungry caterpillar?
You got it.
Take a Hike for 200.
Beware the big drop on Bright Angel Trail, a feature of this perennial Arizona attraction's south rim. Devin.
What is the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Children's Literature for 1,000.
Answer there. Daily double.
Let's make this a true daily double.
All right. For $1,800 more. She wrote about and illustrated a frog named Mr. Jeremy Fisher and a hedgehog named Mrs. Tiggy Winkle. Devin?
My English teacher's gonna hate me.
Who is Beatrix Potter? Beatrix Potter. All right, go again.
Let's take a hike for 400.
You'll see some familiar faces on the presidential trail, which loops past this mount. Christina.
What is Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Anatomical idioms for 200.
Madly in love. Head over these. Devin.
What are heels?
Yes.
Anatomical idioms 400.
Ironically, this in cheek. Devin.
What is tongue?
Correct.
Idioms for 600.
Laugh uncontrollably. Busta this. Devin.
What is a gut?
Right.
Idioms for 800.
Inseparable, or joined at the blank. Christina.
What is the hip?
That's it.
Idioms for 1,000.
To be personally vested. Have what in the game? Bert.
What is skin?
That's it.
Sandwich generation 800.
Sliced meat, torpedo sandwich rolls split, and cans of beef consomme are keys in a French this. Bert.
What is dip?
Dip is right.
1,000 sandwich generation.
Arby's says it put this sandwich filling on the map. Christina.
What is roast beef?
Yes, and with that, you wind up at 3,000, and we're taking a break. We'll come back. There's a small item in Bert Thacker's bio card that makes him sound very exotic. You grew up in the jungles of India. Tell me about that. Whereabouts?
Well, I grew up just south of Nepal. My grandfather was the head of the forestry department. So my childhood was spent on the backs of elephants looking for tigers in the wild. And it was cool.
I would think it was cool. I'm envious just listening to you talk about it that way. Christina Tang Bernas is from Anaheim. She and her husband quit their jobs and spent how many months traveling the world?
We spent 10 months.
Where did you go? Everywhere, I hope?
We went through 12 countries, starting from Thailand and making our way back.
Did you make it to northern India where the jungles?
We will have to do that on the next trip.
Okay. All right. Devin Rossiter, we keep introducing you as an academic coach. I have found in the past that whenever we have had academic coaches as contestants, they were under a bit of pressure because the kids you coach are looking in at your performance and saying, oh, he missed a few. He should have gotten that one. But so far, you haven't missed very many.
There have been a few that have come up where I know our ancient civilization teachers or our literature teachers are going to have to pull me aside the next time they see me after this episode. That's going to happen. But
Are you feeling the pressure?
I think once you get to this point, you just play the game now.
Okay, good for you. All right, Christina, go ahead and make a selection.
Sandwich for 600.
Down in Miami, try this nationality-named grilled sandwich with ham, pork, cheese, and pickles. Devin?
What is a Cuban?
Yeah.
Take a hike for 600.
Here the Great Smoky Mountains live up to their name as a hiker navigates the Charlie's Bunyan Hike on this famed trail. Devin?
What is the Appalachian Trail?
That's it.
Sandwich generation for 400.
This corned beef and Swiss sandwich bearing a man's name can be served cold or grilled. Bert.
What is Reuben?
Reuben, right you are.
Law for 1,000.
A lawyer who represents a soldier is called a judge this, another term for a lawyer. Bert.
What is an advocate?
That's right.
Three Marys, 1,000.
This actress battled John Goodman and scary creatures in 10 Cloverfield Lane. And Bert, you're trying to come up with Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Back to you, though.
Take a hike for 1,000.
If you want to hike Halemau Trail with all its wonder, you'll have to head to this second largest of the Hawaiian Islands. Devin.
What is Kauai?
No. Bert.
What is Oahu?
No. Christina.
What is Maui?
Maui is the one. Yes.
Hike for 800.
Become a 46er by hiking Whiteface, Haystack, and 44 other peaks in this range of upstate New York. Christina?
What is the Adirondacks?
Say it again.
What is the Adirondacks?
No. Devin?
What are the Adirondacks?
Adirondacks, not Ida. Sorry. Devin, back to you.
Sandwich generation for 2.
Hey, yous guys. U.S. News raved about this sandwich from John's Roast Pork in Philadelphia. Bert?
What is the dipped pork sandwich? The pork sandwich, pork roll?
No.
What is pork sandwich?
None of the above. Devin?
What is a cheesesteak?
What is a cheesesteak? Yes.
Let's go Three Named Marys for 800.
In 2019, this Weeds actress returned to Broadway in Adam Rapp's The Sound Inside. Christina?
Who is Mary Louise Parker?
Correct.
Marys for 400.
This actress was half of the team that portrayed Michelle Tanner on Full House. Bert.
Who is Mary Olson?
Yes, Mary Kate Olson.
Law for 800.
The role of colleges in relation to students from the mid-1800s to the 1960s was in loco parentis, Latin for this. Bert.
In lieu of parents. What is in lieu of parents?
Thank you.
Law for 600, please.
It means permission, like to search a dwelling. The Third Amendment speaks of this, of the owner of a house. Christina.
What is a warrant?
No. Speaks of consent of the owner of the house. Bert, back to you.
Law for 400, please.
Facing the judge in a courtroom, the plaintiff is generally on the right and this counterpart on the left. Devin.
What is the defendant?
Good.
Three Named Marys for 200.
This TV legend leaped from the Dick Van Dyke Show to her own title sitcom. Bert.
Who's Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes, and now the last clue in law. Spoken defamation of another is slander. This is written defamation. Devin.
What is libel?
Libel is right. And these are the closest scores I can recall in many, many weeks of recent Jeopardy programs. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if someone can forge a big lead. A mere $600 separates the lead from third place. Devin, you're in third place, and you're selecting first from these categories. Historical facts, music venues, peoples, the scientist's haiku, 21st century black and white movies, and finally, after effect. Each correct response will be a word in the dictionary that comes not too far after the word effect. Start us.
Let's go music venues for $1,200.
The answer is a video daily double.
Let's make it a true daily double, $3,000.
All right, for the lead. Take a look. Here's the geological beauty that makes up this outdoor venue in Colorado.
What is Red Rocks?
That's it. Go again.
Let's roll up. Music venues for $800.
A frieze called the Triumph of Arts and Letters adorns this Royal London venue. Devin.
Where's the Royal Albert Hall?
Yeah.
Music venues for $400.
This home of the Rockettes is known as the showplace of the nation. Devin.
Where's Radio City Music Hall?
Yes.
Venues for $1,600.
Early in his career, Elton John performed at this legendary L.A. club, whose name is a synonym for a lyric poet. He performed at the Troubadour. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Devin.
Round out the category. Venues for $2,000.
This cafe in a Nashville strip mall is famous for hosting an open mic night on Mondays. And that is the Bluebird Cafe. We'll go somewhere else now, Devin.
We will. Let's do Scientist's Haiku for $400.
Worked for Edison. His AC lit World Expo. Ahead of his time. Devin.
Who is Tesla?
Yes.
Haiku for $800.
Brit biologist. Not Holmes, but still Watson's pal. A twisted ladder. Bert.
Who's Jacob?
Nope. Christina.
Who is Crick?
Crick. Francis Crick. Yes.
Peoples for $400.
Sharwa is a more accurate pronunciation, as well as another name for this Himalayan people. Bert.
Who are Sherpa?
Yes.
Scientist Haiku 2000.
An Irish chemist. 1600s gas law man. An improved air pump. Bert.
Who's Boyle?
Robert Boyle. Good for you.
People 2000.
The governments of Kenya and Tanzania are trying to persuade these nomadic people to make permanent settlements. Bert.
Who are Maasai?
Yes.
Scientist Haiku 1600.
Planning planet moves. Three laws. First is elliptic. German gravity. Christina.
Who is Kepler?
Yes.
After effect 400.
To expel, like an ump sometimes does to an MLB manager. Devin.
What is eject?
That's it.
After effect for 1600.
It means vivacious or giving off bubbles. Bert.
What is effervescent?
That's the word.
A scientist haiku 1200.
Gazing into space. Every 76 years, his object flies by. Bert.
Who's Halley?
Edmund Halley, yes.
Historical facts, 1600.
Dating from around 800 AD, Colombia's Ciudad Perdida means this. Christina?
What is lost city?
Good.
21st century for 400.
In 2019, Alfonso Cuarón won an Oscar for the black and white cinematography of this film about Mexico in the 1970s. Christina.
What is Roma?
Roma, yes.
After effect 800.
The pile of assets that allows a college to keep operating. Devin.
What is endowment?
Good.
After effect for 1200.
The belief in the equality of all people. Bert.
What is equity?
No. Christina.
What is equal?
No. The correct response, what is egalitarian? We would have also accepted equalitarian. Devin, back to you.
Historical facts for 800.
Here's Jimmy.
Here's the extent of this landmark the Ming Dynasty began paying for in the late 1300s. It held off minor attacks, but major ones were problematic.
Christina.
What is the Great Wall of China?
Correct.
Historical facts for 1200.
He asked for 20,000 pounds to betray his country in 1780 and said that was a bargain price. Christina.
Who is Benedict Arnold?
Yep.
After effect for 2000.
9-letter description of a flagrantly offensive error or omission. Devin.
What is erroneous?
No. correct response. What is egregious? Back to Christina.
Peoples for 800.
Descendants of these Dutch settlers of the Transvaal are often called Afrikaners. Christina.
Who are the Boer?
The Boers, yes.
Peoples for 1200.
Geronimo was a leader of these Native American people. Bert.
Who are the Sioux?
No. Devin or Christina? Who are the Chiricahua Apache? Mm. Back to you, Christina.
Movies for 800.
This 2011 Best Picture winner isn't completely silent, but it is a black and white movie. Bert.
What is the artist?
Yeah.
Historical Facts 2000.
The answer there, the other Daily Double. And you trail Christina by 1,000.
3,000.
Three it is. During the Gladiator, or Third Servile War, in the 70s BC, this rebel and his forces gained control over most of southern Italy.
Oh, who's Spartacus?
Yes. Kind of forgot you had to give the response.
I had to think of Kubrick.
All right, less than a minute now.
2000, 21st century black and blues.
As keepers of the title Beacon, Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe really let the isolation get to them in this 2019 film. And it is called The Lighthouse. Bert?
1,600 people.
Northern Norway, Sweden, and Finland are home to these people, also known as the Sami, who are the Lapp. Back to you, Bert.
1,600, 21st century.
This spooky director filmed his stop-motion animation film, Frankenweenie, in black and white to emulate classic monster movies. Devin.
It was Tim Burton.
Yes.
Black and white movies of 1,200.
This Bruce Dern movie, named for a plain state, was in black and white in the theaters, but was shown in color on cable. Devin?
What is Nebraska?
Yes, and now, well, we won't get to that last clue. We have you $200 ahead of Christina, and both of you trailing Bert, but not by that much. So it's still anyone's game. Here's the category for Final Jeopardy. Foreign words in English. Foreign words in English. Interesting category. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
The gecko gets stuck inside this plastic tile-matching video game in a Geico commercial. What is Tetris? Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All three players have a chance at a big payday today as they get to deal with foreign words in English and this clue. The first use of this Spanish term in English was by Wellington, referring to partisans in the Peninsular Wars. 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to Christina first. She was in third place with 9,400. Played well. Came up with this. Vaqueros. Sorry, incorrect. It'll cost you 5,600, dropping you to 3,800. Let's go to our champion, Devin. His response was guerrillas. And that is the right word. That's a correct response. And it'll earn you 9,600, giving you the lead at 19,200. Bert can barely contain himself, Devin. Look, he's where you were yesterday. He came up with gorillas, and I bet you he wagered enough. He did, indeed. Yes, indeed. The new champion, 20,400 for Bert Thacker. He gets to come back and wrap up the week with us right here, and we hope you will join us also. So long, everybody. He's so happy. He's so happy.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Thank you. As the count continues, 7 on Your Side finds out whether the delay is common or why we could be waiting weeks for results. Plus, the Fairfax County School Board meets face-to-face for the first time in months, and frustrated teachers are making sure that they're there. New at 11.